Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's go.
Go on, mate.
You intro it.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with Sam Thompson and Peter James Wicks. Now, this is a bonus episode, which we absolutely love. We only started doing them recently, and they're going really well. It's where we talk to you, although we always do that. This is about you. I think that's what I'm meant to be saying. Peter normally does this bit. This is about you. Now, you can follow us on all the socials, TikTok, Snappy C, YouTube, and Instagram at Staying Relevant. And we come out every Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. And this is going to be a good one because we're actually mid-tour.
We are mid-tour. We are two dates down. What is it? London tonight. Yeah, lovely. Oh, no, it won't be because this will be going out on Thursday. So we will have, yeah, we are mid-tour then.
We're mid-tour.
Yeah, we've done five by the time you listen
and to hopefully they've gone well.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed that, you know, anything can happen. I will be swearing and I am probably going to be drinking. If you don't like that, go yourself. So this is the bonus episode, which, as Sam said, is all about you guys. So for this to carry on, we need you to write in with your stories. So if you have any stories, remember, make them interesting. Then send them to stayingrelevant@insanityhq.com and we may read them out to you. Also, we have had people send in different things and pick up different pictures and whatnot. We had a lovely picture from some young ladies last week that they'd drawn us, which we were going to put up but forgot. So it's okay, Edie, I'll forgive you. It's being framed. Yeah, it's at the framers at the minute because we love it so much. But if you have any artwork or things to send us, please do, because we're going to make a gallery, aren't we?
We are.
This was Sam's idea. We're going to make a whole art gallery, the Staying Relevant Gallery. We may open it to the public in future, depending on how much we get. Who knows? It could be as good as the Saatchi Gallery.
We have some letters. So this is actually a listener update from a repeat correspondent, which I love. They're getting back in touch.
Yeah.
It was so good the first time, they've come for second helpings.
Which is risky, because you got through my barrage of abuse the first time. Will you make it through a second?
Hi, guys. Thanks for all your advice on my dilemma when I opened Deputy Headmaster's wife's leopards, thongs and bra. Oh, I remember you. This is brilliant. I thought about what to do and came up with what I think is quite genius. I can't wait for this. I rewrapped the plastic and sealed it and left it by the front door. When my husband came home from work, I said, do me a favour, nip that over the road. It's not mine. Just say you opened it by mistake. It's only pillowcases. Off he went. You are awful. Off he went, blissfully unaware. Job was a good un. Yay me. Hopefully he remained in a blissful state of ignorance because I was away the next week and he did the school run. Go me, from Susie. Well, Susie, that is absolutely brilliant. When you came to us with your dilemma and we gave you our thoughts, at no point did we think that you were going to be so James Bond as that. That is unbelievable. You've basically sent your fella right down the river without a paddle and so unaware as well. And that's what I love. It's the juxtaposition of that woman opening that up, being like, oh no. And him be like, yeah, great set of pillowcases. Love it. And then him walking back. Brilliant from you.
Nicely done. Impressive. I like it. Let's move on to a new story, shall we? So, this person stayed anonymous, presumably because they want to keep their job, because I've just read the subject. Shameful moment, caught my boss shaking his dick.
Wow.
So I feel like this is going to be a good one. Here we go. Hey guys, love the pod. Massive congrats to Sam for getting on Soccer Aid.
Thank you.
Congrats to you, Pete, for being invited.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited, actually. And do you know what? Weirdly, one of the lovely camera ladies, Edie, said that she saw my face on a poster on the tube. Yeah, for Soccer Aid, which is cool.
I wanted to share my shameful moment with you both. I'm a cleaner and my boss has recently had surgery, meaning he's on crutches and based upstairs. The other day he texted me asking to bring him up a drink, so off I went to do so. As I was coming up the stairs, I could hear him on the phone, so went straight into the office, only to find him shaking his dick dry after pissing into a portable urinal bottle.
Quite right, that.
Obviously, I shut the door straight away. I then heard him say to whoever he was on the phone to, my maid just watched me touch myself, before waiting for him to call me back in. Mortified doesn't even cover it. Please keep me anonymous. Good luck on the tour. Gutted I didn't get tickets, and although I'd love to enter into the competition to win them, I don't think I can stand on a stage in front of thousands to admit this. Hopefully I'll get my hands on them tickets, not my boss's dick, next time. Love you both. Well, well, well. Have you ever walked in on your boss shaking his dick?
Nope, but I'd actually quite rate the portable urinal. Didn't know you could get one of them.
I knew you would.
That's amazing. Because I was actually just sitting there thinking, God, I need a pee. And literally, I've only just had one with
you. So do you actually buy portable urinals, or is he just pissed in a bottle?
Yeah, I think he's peed in a bottle.
So, Chaz, can you just Google that for us? Thank you. Have you ever pissed in a bottle?
Loads. Have you not?
Oh, it's an actual thing. God, we can get Sam one.
To be honest with you, there's so many things about this, because the boss has gone out of his way, even though he's in the office, to get himself a portable urinal rather than just go to the loo. And it's like, I bet he runs a very good ship.
He's on crutches, which I imagine why he's got the portable one, because it's harder for him to get to the toilet, I think. But the weird bit that for me is how he's described it to whoever he's on the phone to. Because rather than just saying, oh, God, she's just caught me having a piss in the office, which actually doesn't sound great either, he's gone with my maid just watched me touch myself, which I think sounds worse. Because it makes it sound like she's walked in on him knocking one out in the office, rather than just have it whilst he's on the phone. Like, rather than having a piss, he's just pleasuring himself to whoever's on the phone to. Maybe he was doing that. The piss was a cover-up.
And it sounds like...
Maybe he was wanking.
Into a urinal. He was having a bash.
Yeah, it wasn't piss. He was just releasing the kids into a bowl. Wow.
Wowzers, bowzers. That those is pretty that's dope.
What
you
could, well, or he was having a danger wank and got it wrong. There's potential for that. Weird. Have you ever wanked at work?
No, never. Never, ever, ever.
Your eyes are telling me different.
No, when would I have?
When you're, listen, people are listening to you every evening on Hits Radio. Have you not sometimes? And that was Madison Beer.
Well, yeah, because when my producer sat right opposite me, and she's a lovely lady, I would
some
never.
Some bosses don't mind. He didn't care that the fucking...
I wouldn't mind. Look, if I'm going to be honest with you, if I was having a pee into a port and someone walked in, I'd be like, I'm so sorry about that, but like, I just had to go and I was on the phone. Like, I'd get that. I wouldn't be saying to me, I'd just be like, I'm so sorry, my producer just walked in on me having a piss. I'd be like, that is so bad. But like, yeah, I'm with Pete on that one. It's a little bit odd the way you're describing. Also, she's not a maid. Yeah, where's the maid?
Oh, yeah, that's really good point.
So it's almost like, is that a sexual fantasy?
Oh, my God, he's nailed it.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, very good there. Yeah, that is weird.
And he's asked her to bring up a cup of tea or whatever, so he knows that she's on her way up as well. The things just aren't fitting together properly in this jigsaw puzzle that we
call
life.
Get a new job. It's been cracked by fucking Sherlock Thompson over there.
Yeah. The fact that I've cracked it means that you need to run.
Yeah.
You ain't got long, I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, that is fucking, yeah, didn't even think of that. That is fucking really weird. He called you up whilst wanking, then called you a maid, two of us on the phone. Yeah, that's fucking, the geezer's tapped.
Yeah, or he's having phone sex and he's just still in that mindset.
Yeah, of being caught, like a little danger. It is quite thrilling, the thought of potentially getting caught.
No, it's not. I can't think of anything worse. I couldn't think of anything worse in my life. Yeah. That's a great story, though. We really appreciate that. And we understand why you would want to be anonymous. Imagine standing up at like Palladium being like, hey, guys, so this is my story from work. This is my boss.
Yeah. Yeah, on the work night out. Just I brought the whole team here. Anyway, so yeah, thanks for that, Anonymous. I enjoyed that one. That was good. And for anyone that is going to write in with stories, we do love updates. I know I was quite dismissive of the first one, but thanks for the update.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, so we actually have time for a third one. So this is from Christina. Cristiano, actually. She goes, "Hi guys, just a quick one. Just a quickie. When tickets for the extra date at Palladium went live, I was waiting in line and kept frantically refreshing so I could buy myself and my best friend tickets. I could not get 2, 3, 4 or any multiple tickets at all. By the time I got through, I could only buy a single ticket. Very annoying, as I wasn't able to purchase my ticket and leave a single seat when obviously some other was able to, but there we go."
Is this a complaint or a listener letter? Are we reading complaints?
Well, I like the way they dropped the C-bomb to it as well, so they really get the gist of the show. Anyway, I'm coming on the 15th alone. Quite happy with that. I know it'll be a laugh. Problem is, I've not told my best friend I'm coming. The closer it's gotten harder to tell her I bought myself a ticket and not her, to be honest. I tried. My mate will find out on Instagram on the 16th, which I love. She's obviously sitting there going, but I will be posting it. Love the tour bus. Pete snatching the megaphone away from Sam was particularly hilarious. Well, isn't that funny? Something that Pete didn't find that interesting, someone's found hilarious again.
What a shocker. That's quite out of order. You didn't buy your fucking best mate a ticket.
No, she tried.
Well, not obviously that hard. She could have got her a single ticket.
Well, I know. I think they were only giving singles away, though.
Yeah, but so she could have bought two singles.
You sold out.
Because she could have bought two singles. Actually, there is... I wouldn't worry about it too much, though, Christian, because you'll make more friends, because there's quite a lot of people coming on their own.
Yeah, there are.
I keep getting messages from people, which is just the fucking loveliest thing. There's actually someone coming tonight who is travelling from Plymouth. Now, the sad thing is that after she'd obviously bought the ticket for this, we released a date in Plymouth.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Very sorry about that. Really bad on our part. But yeah, good times. Coming on your own's fine. Don't worry
about it. Really is. Everyone jams. Everyone chills together.
Yeah, everyone jams.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
We'll all be jamming.
But everyone is. It's really, really nice. Pete's not wrong. People come on their own. Christiana, we're going to remember your name. And we're going to be like, Christiana, who's here on her own?
Again, this is another problem that I've had with this tour. Sam has promised a lot of things.
I have.
But because I'm going to tell you now, if Chaz doesn't remind him, he's not going to remember Christiana. However, let's not, and let's see if you remember Christiana for Palladium.
Yeah, okay, fair. Because actually, we were in the hotel in Glasgow, and a couple of ladies went, "I've got a bone to pick with you."
This is brilliant.
I went, "What is it?" And they were like, "You don't even know who we are, do you?" I went, "I do." And they were like, "We just came to your show." I was like, "Oh, thank you." And they went, "You said you'd call our names out."
So early that afternoon when we arrived at the hotel, two people were outside who Sam and I had a conversation with. They were sisters, actually, Lorna and her sister.
Fucking hell.
And we were having a conversation outside for about 10 minutes because we'd just been and bought some Buckfast and Iron Brew. You can guess which one's which. And then Sam said, "I'm going to shout you out on stage." We then got back to the hotel that night and they were in the bar. And Sam came down and they went, "Got a bone to pick with you. You didn't call us out." And he went, "Oh, were you at the show?" And they went, "Yeah, we spoke outside for about 10 minutes. And he went, "Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we couldn't fit it in the show."
Well, you got to say something. Do you know what I mean? You got to like just come out. I just finished as well. It was like 11 p.m. And I was like, "Oh, no, this is the last thing you leave before you go to bed."
Yeah, so if we remember, we will shout you out. But you will make loads of friends there. Maybe you just buy some merch to make yourself feel better.
A dishy cloth, a Pete Wicks calendar dishy cloth.
Or T-shirts, hoodies are available too. Mugs we have. Just buy some stuff.
Yeah, and actually, I think it says on the screen, Pete Wicks, just buy this tat.
Buy this tat. Do it. Please.
And actually, the merch guy then said that he thinks that we would sell more merch if we didn't have that statement, "buy this tat," written on the screen. So we went, "No, it's just us."
Yeah. Yeah, because it is tat. Anyway, that is it for this bonus episode. It is Thursday today, which means you can watch this on YouTube on Sunday. Remember, Monday's episode will be on YouTube tomorrow because we do it every Monday, Thursday, Friday and Sunday. Make sure you subscribe, follow and do all of that shit. Rate and review because Sam loves to
I really
read them.
Do.
Really enjoys reading them. In fact, after this, we are probably going to sit down and read through the...
And do you know what? I was just thinking that weirdly because I haven't looked at some of the reviews for a while.
I haven't looked at any reviews in a while. So we'll discuss them afterwards. So if you'd like to be discussed, then rate and review. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok and Snappy C at Staying Relevant. And YouTube is where you can subscribe and do all that crap. And I think subscribe, do that, click that button. Don't just Google it and then watch every week. Just, you might as well subscribe.
I don't think anyone Googles it, but...
Is that not what you do?
You go on the Apple or the Spotify.
Well, how else do you get it? Oh, you just know. If you know, you know. And I do not know. And that's it, really. So off you fuck. Ta-da. Bye-bye.
We love you. Staying Relevant was an Insanity Studios production.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.